Back in October, we announced our intent to actually exit the print and color portion of our business. And that's a business that has been challenging for a number of years. The decline of demand for uncoated free sheet, which is the type of paper made at the Brokaw Mill, has been significant and in some senses even accelerating, largely due to the public changing their preferences towards electronic communications. So we have been in a process that would have begun earlier in 2011 looking for alternatives for that business. And that would have been a full range of alternatives, whether it be a sale of the business or at the other end of the spectrum, closure, which is unfortunately where we've ended up.
And so this closure, my understanding is this will happen over the next 3 months. The mill will ultimately close by the end of March.
That's correct.
And then this will impact 450 employees. I think that's probably what people want to focus on. What's going to happen to these workers?
Well, first and foremost, we have initially with this announcement, we have also sent all the official notifications to their home addresses, which describes individually what has taken place, what the specifics of the announcement of the day means. As we look at as the process will progress, the mill will close on or before March 31st, as you said. So the actual level of employment at the mill will be dictated by the needs of the business and the demands to serve our current customers. Prior to the products that that Neenah Paper, those brands which they've acquired in the transaction, before the transition takes place to their manufacturing facilities.
So, in other words, could Neenah Paper pick up some of these Brokaw Mill employees, or is that to be determined?
That would definitely be determined. Neenah doesn't have operations in the immediate central Wisconsin area, so it would be difficult for us to comment on that at this point.
And then, oftentimes, in plant closures or mass layoffs like this, companies will often say, "We will work with these employees to give them the job training and some of the skills that they may need to enter other parts of the workforce." Is that something that Wausau Paper may do?
Well, at this early juncture, Matt, it's how I would describe it is that at the salaried level, you would certainly see those types of considerations at the hourly level. Discussions are being held or will be held shortly with the leadership of the organizations at the mill, and those discussions will determine what the ultimate process for the hourly employees will be.